In CI News this week, MPs raise critical concerns with Kim Leadbeater's assisted suicide bill ahead of the upcoming vote. The Equalities Watchdog rebukes trans activists for threatening its staff. And the National Secular Society complains as Derbyshire County Council introduces Christian prayers. Hello, welcome to CI News on the 13th of June. I'm Rhys Kernow. Kim Leadbeater's Terminally Ill Adults End of Life Bill has faced further criticism as it was again debated in the House of Commons. In a passionate debate during which MPs considered amendments to the controversial legislation, many used their speeches and interventions to once again expose the bill's many flaws.
If this law is passed, it will be exceptionally difficult to say whether or not there have been errors or instances of abuse. Or at the very least, any errors which are picked up will be but a fraction of the true picture, as tragically those who would testify to this fact will already be dead.
It is inexplicable to me that the impact on vulnerable people should be framed as removing barriers to accessing assisted dying and not, as it should be, the increased risk to their health and well-being that the passing of this legislation presents. And I am concerned that we are thinking about the impact on vulnerable people solely with reference to those who are suffering a terminal illness with fewer than 6 months to live. We are not thinking about the impact on our wider society of introducing a concept of lives not being worth living and how that might disproportionately affect our more vulnerable communities.
This is a deeply flawed bill, and the truth is that in seeking to give choice to some, it risks causing new harm to a much larger, vulnerable group of our citizens. And the safeguards which were watered down in committee stage will not prevent this.
The proposals also came under fire from the Royal College of Pathologists, which announced it cannot support the bill in its current form, and by over 1,000 doctors, who warned MPs that it will widen inequalities in healthcare, provide inadequate safeguards, and is simply not safe. MPs have called for an end to the dangerous pills by post scheme in England and Wales in light of attempts to decriminalise abortion. In a proposed amendment to the Crime and Policing Bill, 30 MPs, including former Conservative Party leader Ian Duncan-Smith, backed the reintroduction of in-person consultations. Since the coronavirus pandemic, women across Britain have been able to receive abortion pills through the post without any medical oversight. Dr. Caroline Johnson, who proposed the amendment, said reinstating face-to-face consultations would prevent further cases of coercion. Since its introduction, the safeguarding risks caused by the pills by post scheme have been evident, with one man able to obtain pills by a third party to induce a woman to have an abortion against her will or knowledge. Other women have taken the pills later in pregnancy, in some cases because they were mistaken about their gestation. MPs are expected to vote soon on decriminalising abortion, as two amendments to the bill would allow a woman to kill her baby at any stage of pregnancy without sanction. But according to a survey of more than 2,000 adults, 62% agreed that abortion should remain illegal after 24 weeks. The Equalities Watchdog has rebuked trans activists for threatening its staff following its guidance about the Supreme Court's ruling on biological sex. Baroness Faulkner, who chairs the Equality and Human Rights Commission, told MPs it had to cancel its annual board meeting due to a serious risk of violence. She praised gender critics who had acted in a dignified, respectful manner in their campaign through the courts, while rebuking trans activists who have been using intimidation and threats.
The level of agitation that they can cause in terms of personal attacks, libelous attacks, defamation, where our family members are affected, our intimate family members have to think about how they're going about their place of work and so on, has got to stop.
And finally, the National Secular Society has complained after Derbyshire County Council decided to add prayers to the agenda for full council meetings. The campaign group branded the move disappointing and regressive, claiming it would alienate many in Derbyshire's increasingly irreligious community. The NSS, which is running a campaign to axe parliamentary and local government prayers, believes religious worship should not play any part in the formal business of the state. The Christian Institute's director, Kieran Kelly, welcomed the council's decision to introduce prayers, dismissing the NSS complaint as another example of muscular secularism trying to shove Christianity out of public life. To explore these stories and much more, visit our website, christian.org.uk, and be sure to subscribe and follow us across our social media channels. Thanks for watching. Have a blessed weekend.